Rear Window, that trombone shot though.
It's Flexin' That with Steve Newell on 95BFM.
Welcome, Steve.
Hi there, how are you?
I'm good. John's good, I think.
Steve, I'm well. I'm a little bit tired post-laneway, but
great
I'm
feeling, to watch some movies.
Feeling better today.
Yeah, look, if you'd... it's a professional responsibility of mine that sometimes I do have to spend time sitting in the sun watching movies, or maybe not in the sun, but in a daytime environment that's not an office. So that's recommended, I think, in a post-festival kind of mindset.
An air-conned daytime environment.
Well, a fan... Aircon, preferably.
I think a fan, actually. It was so hot last night.
Now, Steve, you've watched a scary one today.
I did watch a scary one. It's a film called Velvet Buzzsaw. It just played at the Sundance Film Festival, and it is streaming on Netflix from the 1st of February. So, it's part of this Netflix film distribution model, which is, rather than it being a shitter that no one wants to see that suddenly turns up on the platform, something that's been looked forward to for a little while, and you'll get to see just a couple of days after it playing at one of the most prestigious indie film festivals in the world, so that's pretty cool.
What's that one?
Velvet Buzzsaw.
No, what's the
film? The Sundance Film Festival.
Oh, yeah, that's the classic.
Veering onto Sundance as a general topic for a second, there's been a little bit of local attention about the New Zealand documentary Merita, How Mum Decolonised the Screen, being picked up for international distribution. That's great to see a film about a female Māori filmmaker wowing at an international event. And
congrats.
Something that people will actually get to see, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, man.
When that people weren't watching that, they may have been seeing this tale of a black comedy / horror / kind of just camp thing set in the art world, contemporary art world. Reteams Jake Gyllenhaal with his director from Nightcrawler, Dan Gilroy.
Mm. Oh, good.
And so that kind of gives you a pretty fair idea.
That movie was
going.
A bit creepy, actually.
I quite like Nightcrawler.
Gyllenhaal, like, real OTT performance in that film. Mm. Like, he was emaciated and creepy.
He's so good.
In this, he's sexually fluid. Very camp art world, and it's like actually all the performances in this are pretty much dialed up past 10 to somewhere, whatever's more than 10. It kind of weaves between black comedy in a sort of Nightcrawler vein. The contemporary art would be really easy to constantly poke fun at it. You know, I think that's it's one of those worlds where films often get it all completely wrong, so I just can't resist making it look utterly stupid. And to be fair,
like extravagance,
there's a little bit, like, you know, maybe the artwork on display is often like completely
just a shitty Pollock,
or just utterly absurd. And there's definitely a bit of kind of chin stroking, standing around looking at art in this film, but it doesn't take the easy pot shots. And pretty soon, it's all sort of functioning as a pretty believable world that you're in. But while that's all happening, there's these paintings coming to life and killing people. So it's kind of like quite a B or even C grade horror movie wrapped up in a kind of high end pretentious art world.
CGI?
Thud. bit of CGI. Yeah.
So sounds fun.
I think some of the paintings are real that you see on the wall,
okay.
But I think the ones that move are probably
right on.
They're probably CGI.
Mint.
It's like a horror mystery wrapped up in a bit of a black comedy. It's streaming from the 1st of Feb, and I recommend it. It's good, kind of like campy, a bit silly fun.
Will it get a theatrical release, like in the cinema? It just goes from Sundance straight to Netflix?
Yeah.
Out of it.
I'm a massive Jake Gyllenhaal fan, actually, the more I think about it. I really liked Life. Did you watch that?
Oh, yeah.
I think that was a good movie. I just really liked that. Good little, like, nothing little movie that happened, but really meant.
It was a bit. It's a bit seen it all before, eh? But then sometimes you do just want to see what.
Totally.
Like.
I've watched that a few times. I don't know why I like it so much. I think it's because it's got a kind of cool runnings type ending.
He's definitely. I think a lot of the time now he's really embracing these performances where it just gets a bit silly, or you know, he's sort of dialing in from maybe a slightly different area code to everyone else.
He's that good.
Maybe so. Check it out. That'll be ready for your weekend.
Okay. Cool.
Easy. Let's give you just a tiny little taste of what's going on with this.
This is a Velvet Buzzsaw.
Turn it right up, Steve.
I'm hoping you find something to explain what's happening.
Which one's better, one or two? Better, worse, no different.
No different.
I'm quite curious to know what you think.
I think sober hasn't been good for him.
Pierce was in the full bloom of alcoholism here.
Exactly.
Never should have quit drinking.
No originality. No courage. My opinion.
I can't save you.
Okay.
There we go. I do like that there's an art critic who goes for an eye exam and is being, like, just him being asked which one's better. It's like, there's like slight little sort of crisis there of like, oh, I'm a professional evaluator. But actually, the other interesting thing is seldom does a critic actually come across well on screen, right? Like, that's another profession that's kind of derided by filmmakers, usually because
you're
they're using it.
You're a jerk if you're a critic, aren't you?
Yeah. Usually because the reason you make a movie about a critic is because someone's hurt you. And you need to hurt them back. Anyway.
Fantastic.
Criticism's great. Film critics are the best.
What's that cartoon where the guy plays a critic? The little cats? I forget. I like that.
The critic.
It is, isn't it? Fantastic.
Critics are great. Film critics are the best. Okay.
All right, Steve. We'll see you next week.
See you guys.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95 BFM.